Okay, Shalom Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Nun Zayin, and today's shir is Beschus Refuah Shlema for Yeshua Chaim Ben Chani Yehudas, who is having a procedure, I think today, maybe tomorrow, could be in the near coming days. Mrs. Shemi Shem Refuah Shlema, and everything should be Matzleach. Okay, we're here at the bottom of Nun Vav Amud Beis, another quote from our Mishnah, around the two dots. The Mishnah said, "Vizami menu ala paruchas kenyaged aron mibachutz." That once the Kohen Gadol was done sprinkling on the inside, right, he went and sprinkled on the outside of the paruchas while he's in the heichal, in the kodesh, another time. Meaning there was a second sprinkling. So the Gemara wants to know, where did you get that from? So Tana Rabban said, so too, you should do the same in the Ohel Moed, in the kodesh, in the heichal. Meaning the same as the sprinkling that you did inside, you should do it outside as well. So therefore, what does it mean when the pasuk says "Kashem Shemazel Lefnai VeLefnim"? What does that mean when the pasuk is teaching? What is that pasuk teaching me? So "Kashem Shemazel Lefnai VeLefnim Kach Maze Baheicha." Right, the same way you sprinkle inside, the Kohen Gadol would sprinkle outside, right, in the Heichal. Right, Malefnai Lefnai VeLefnim Achas Amala V'Shalom Lamata Midam Apar Kach Maze Baheichal. Just like it was one up and seven down by the par, so too. He takes the par's blood and does that outside in the heichal. And so too by the goat. Right? Just like he does one up and seven down by the goat inside, so too, he would do one up and seven down outside the kodesh kodesh. Pasuk says, that's just the hemshach of the pasuk, right? The continuation of the pasuk. So, what does the end of the pasuk mean? So, the Gemara darshins afilu b'shas shehein tameim shchina imahim. Right, a comforting thing that even when Am Yisrael are tamei, like we're having a difficult tkufa these last year or two. So, even when we're quote unquote tamei, even if we're doing things that we shouldn't be, Hashem is still with us. So, Gemara says, Ahut, it tells a story. Ahut Tzduki. Amalei Ahu Tzduki, the Rabbi Chanina. Tzduki said, Rabbi Chanina is the hashta bari tameim asun. Right now, for sure, that you guys are tamei, you guys are in exile. Right, if you look at Rashi, vadi tameim asun vein shechina beinechem. Right, again, for sure, the shechina, for sure, Gosh Baruch Hu is not going to dwell with you, within you. If it's vasuli mikdash, v'shechanti b'sochem, the pasuk says, right, that we should make a beis hamikdash and Hashem will dwell amongst us. So, if there's no beis hamikdash, if they're in exile. So for sure you're tamei and there's no shechina, right? Tichtiv, as the pasuk says, Tumasa Meshula, right? Describing the Am Yisrael, right? When she was exiled, so the tuma is in shulah, in her clothing, in the hems of her clothing. And pasuk Ganecha. So he said for sure Hashem is not with you. So Amalei said back to him, not Tachazi Maksiv Bahu, right? Go check out the pasuk. I shochini tam besof Tumasam, and if you bezman jain tmeim shechina shruya beinehin, right? Rabbi Chanina quoted our pasuk. And he said, no, Akash Baruch Hu is, in fact, still with us in Galus. Okay, now, we just, again, that was like a side point. Now, but what we said before is that the pasuk teaches us that just like we sprinkled inside, just like the Kohen Gadol sprinkles inside the Kodesh Kodashim, so too he sprinkles outside. Problem is, there's a rule in Kodshim that you can't learn a Hekesh to a Hekesh, meaning you learn A to B, right? If you remember, we learned the sprinkling of the Sa'ir and the Par one from another, right? It says Beferish that you sprinkle once Lamala by the Sa'ir. It says Beferish you sprinkle seven times Lamata by the Par. And we learned that those are connected, and therefore you do the same one and seven up and down sprinkling by the goat and the Par. Now we're learning that just like you sprinkle inside, so too you sprinkle outside the Kodesh Kodashim. The problem is, right, as the Gemara asks right now, V'chidavar halamin behekesh, chozar malamin behekesh. Right, that's a double hekesh. And by Kodashim, we rule that you don't learn a double hekesh. So if you learn A to B, you cannot then learn B to C. So if you're telling me that the whole concept of learning par and seir, the way you sprinkle inside, that itself is a hekesh, how can you then learn another hekesh to compare that sprinkling inside to the sprinkling that you do outside? So Gemara gives a couple of answers. First of all, hi himenu v'davar acharu. The first answer, what that basically means is that the first hekesh is not a hekesh. Right, if you look at Rashi, explains it out pretty well. It's basically straight across. Himenu v'davar achar. Hekesh arishon lav hekeshu. Right, the first learning from the shore and from the ox and from the goat. Right, that's not a hekesh. Right, it doesn't count as a hekesh. Right, because sharei beim bepar beim besayir k'siv l'malo mata v'lo hutzuk l'lamed zemizeh el es haminyan. Meaning that you still have an element of that drasha beferish in pasuk. Right, it says clearly, like I said before, that you sprinkle one up lamalo by the goat, and seven down by the par. So it's not a true hekesh in the sense of the word. There's still elements of that halacha that are learned beferish in the pasuk, and therefore it doesn't count as a hekesh, and therefore it's not two hekesh, it's one hekesh, because the first limb from the goat into the ox, right, for the sprinklings, right, that's not considered a hekesh. Okay. Right, so hi, the first answer is Hayemenu v'davar acher hu v'lo have hekesh. Right, the first answer is not a hekesh. Problem is, the first drasha is not a hekesh. Problem is that fact that the first drasha is not a hekesh is a machlokas. Machlokas in the Gemara and Zvachim. So hani chalamanda amar lo have hekesh. That works according to the one who holds, like we just said, that it's not a hekesh. Elamanda amar have hekesh, because of the one who says that it is a hekesh. Right, Rashi quotes over here, it's actually a parallel daf, right, on Zvachim and Nun Zayin, like Yuma Nun Zayin, okay, doesn't usually work out as nicely like that, but according to the one who says that it is a Hekesh, that even though you have some aspects of the Halacha in the Pasuk, it's still considered to be a Hekesh, so my Yigla Vemer, so what do you do, right, you're not allowed to learn one Hekesh to the next, right, in Kachim. So the Gemara says, "Makomusu de," and this is the first thing that I thought when the Gemara asked this question initially, "Makomusu de garmi me'adadi," right, what are you doing when you're learning this halacha, right? What are the two hekeshim? You learn how to sprinkle the blood of the goat from the blood of the cow and vice versa, right? Up and down. And then you learn how to sprinkle outside just like sprinkling inside. Those are not necessarily the same hekesh, right? Those are two different halachas, right? You're learning how to sprinkle the goat, right? And the cow, that's one thing. And then what the Gemara says here, makomos with megami me'adadi. Now you're learning how you should sprinkle in whichever place that you're standing in. Right, that's not a hekesh to a hekesh. Right? That's totally two separate halachos. Right? Two different topics over here. Okay, Ibai Zema, another answer. Apparently the Gemara didn't love that answer as much as I love that answer. But another answer, chutz mi bifnim b'chad azim legamar, that it's actually all one halacha, meaning everything is learned together. Right? In a chanami, even though that some of the halachos are learned through hekesh, right, some of the halachos are learned from, right, straight up psukim, and therefore it's not considered to be a hekesh to a hekesh, right, similar to the first answer that we gave. Okay. Tana lo debraisa, kashu maze inu maze ala parochas, ela kenegad parochas. Again, when the sprinkling is done outside in the heichal, in the kodesh, right, you don't sprinkle on the parochas mamish, right, you sprinkle in the general direction of the parochas, but the blood doesn't actually go on the parochas. I'm Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, the machlokas actually in the Gemara, that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi says, no, aniri si aparomi. No, I saw the parochas in Rome, right, when the Romans exiled, right after the second base of Mikdash. Right, v'hayu ola kama tibi dam shalpar v'sar shal v'kipurim. I saw that, the parochas, and there was some blood from the goat and the ox on Yom Kippur, right, and the bull, right, there was blood on the parochas. I saw it with my own eyes. For sure the blood got to the parochas. So that story is actually a fascinating story. Rashi actually brings it here if you want to read it. Aniri Siya Baromi. So that's a Gemara in the Seves Me'ila, that basically they had to go to Rome to annul, to rip up some decrees that the Romans had done. So they sent Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yochanan, I want to say. I don't remember. I'm not sure. It doesn't say it in Rashi. And maybe Rabbi Shimon Yochai. I don't remember. Okay, either way, basically the story goes is that they needed to get the... I think it's Rabbi Yochanan. Anyway, they needed to get I think Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Yeah, it must be Rabbi Shimon Yochai, because that's one of the... Okay, anyway. Long story short, right, they met a shade, a demon, by the name of Ben Talmion. And he basically offered to help them repeal the decree. What happened? He basically jumped into the Caesar's daughter and began screaming for Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. This is one of the stories they tell him around Lag BaOmer, so it must be Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So they started screaming for Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And basically, when they got there, they brought Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, "Demon, get out of the daughter!" And of course, this is all prearranged. So the demon left, and the Caesar was like, you cured my daughter. You can take anything from my storehouses. So what they did was they went into the storehouses, and they ripped up all the gzeras that they had against the Jews. Why couldn't they write new gzeras? Okay, that's a good kasha. But anyway, long story short, when he was in there, right, they sent Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, to go along with their Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He saw all the stuff that they had taken from the Beis HaMikdash, and one of the things he saw was the parochas. And that's what he says. He testifies, "I saw the blood, right, of the goat and the ox and the bull, right, on on the parochas. So okay, so he disagrees, and he said that the blood was sprinkled on the parochas proper. So Gemara says, well, how do you know? You saw blood. And again, you saw blood. Remember, Belezer Rav Yossi. Gemara says he was very confident that it's the blood of the seer and the par on Yom Kippur. There are other korbanos that were sprinkled right with blood on the parochas. Then what par halam davar shel tzibur b'seira avodah zara havu. Right, so maybe there were those korbanos, right? How do you know that the blood that you saw would belong to the par and the seer from Yom Kippur? So if you remember, right, there's a certain pattern that you sprinkle, right, one up, seven down, right? That goes, that what that means is you start on top and you go down. So there should be eight spots of blood in a row. So that's what the Gemara says. Havu d'chaza, David the Kisidron. Right, it was in order. So therefore, he knew that's what the avodah was. Utsana, right, that's going to be paying attention to the details, right? He realized that that's what it was. It's not Nami, and it also says, Gabi Parhel Darvishal Tibur, it says by this, the Tibur does an Avera that the fellow was mutter, so they collectively bring a par, right? Ki Hagavna, right? It's a similar story. Shumaz Elohai Nogin Baparochas, Vim Nagu Nagu, right? That sprinkling, according to the Tanakam over here, says that they shouldn't sprinkle the blood on the parochas, and if it does, okay, fine. And I'm Rabbi Elazar Bar Yossi. Maybe you see Baromi. I saw the parochas in Rome. And I saw, that it did have blood on the parochas. As the Gemara says, the par of Sir Shem Kippur. Well, maybe you saw the blood from the par and the seer and Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says the opposite, right? The Chazinu David is a Shulgazindra. I saw this blood scattered all over the place. It wasn't in proper order. So it must be from those korbanos as well, right? There was blood that was sprinkled on the parochas. Okay, fine. So that's the end of that. Okay, now basically the rest of the daf today is going to discuss when blood is mixed together. If you have a taroves, if you have a mixture of blood, and what do you do? What do you do with the blood? If the blood of the par and the seir got mixed together. So so they're going to have a bunch of different cases. The first case is like this. Let's say the blood got mixed together straight away. Right, as Rashi says, if you look at the first wide line, shel par v'shel sar, kodim shenosim b'fnim klum, you haven't done any sprinkling. Right, the blood, you're shechting both animals, right, the blood somehow gets mixed together. The people stirring the blood, right? They weren't paying attention. Blood gets mixed together. So what do you do? So Gemara says, "Amarava no sin achas lamala v'shev lamata." Right? You do one sprinkling, one up and seven down. V'olala lekan ulekan, and that counts for both of them. Amru kamei Rabbi Yirmiyah. They said in front of Rava. Sorry, Amru kamei. They said in front of Rava. The Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar. The Rabbi Yirmiyah says, "Bavlai tipshai." The stupid Babylonians. And mishum the day be'ara the chashuka amri shmeitza the meshachkan. They said this answer of Rava in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, and he said, stupid Babylonians, they live in a land that's dark, so they say dark things, meaning they say cloudy things. Bavel was in a valley, so it was, right, I guess shaded on both sides by mountains. So they said all these dark, silly, not intelligent things. Kika yoyv lamala the soyer mekame demata the par. Right? What's happening? If you do one sprinkling up and one sprinkling down, and that accounts for both of them, so then you, again, what's the order? The order is you sprinkle the blood of the par, and then you sprinkle the blood of the seer. Well, what are you doing? Now you're sprinkling the one of the seer up before the lower seven of the par. Right? The Torah says, the pasuk says, v'chila mekaperes hakodesh. You should finish up doing the atonement in the Kodesh. What does that mean? Kilo dama par, v'achakach kilo dama soyer. Right, finish up the avodah of the par, right, the sprinkling of the par, and then do the sprinkling of the goat. So you can't do some of the goat's avodah before you finish the par's avodah. Well, if you do one up and seven down, and that counts for both of them, so you're doing the one up of the seir before you do the seven down of the par, right, and then that's a problem, that's a violation of that. So Allah, Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, "Nosin achas lamala v'sheva lamata the same par v'chozer v'nosin achas lamala v'sheva lamata the same asoyer." That's what you do. So you do 1 and 7 for the par, and then you do another 1 and 7 for the goat, and you just happen to use the same cup of blood for both of them. Okay, case number two. What about nisarvelo davin b'davin b'matnos ha'achronos? Let's say the blood got mixed up together b'matnos ha'achronos, meaning as Rashi explains, asher shenosin achas lamala min par. Somehow, you did the one sprinkling up of the par, and then the blood got mixed together before you did the seven sprinklings downwards. So now what do you do? So, Savar Rav Papa Kamei de Rava Lameimar, Rav Papa thought to say in front of Rava, Rava, Nosin Sheva Lamata L'Shem Par, Ula Shem Soyer, you should sprinkle downwards 7 times, both for Right, do it only once, though, both for the par and the seir, and then v'chozer v'nosin achas lamala l'shem seir. Then you should go and sprinkle one upwards for the goat. And I'm like, Rava said, "What are you kidding? At hashda karulit lan tipshay." Beforehand, they called us idiots, right? Stupid Babylonians. Hashda tipshay tipshay. Now we're even dumber than that. Right? To come a gamrina lo gamiri, because they already taught us our mistake, and now we're not learning. We're making the same exact same mistake twice. Right? Why would you make that mistake again? Wait, in that case, what are you doing? You're doing the seven down of the goat before the one up of the goat. Right? Because what do? If you sprinkle the one of the par, and then it gets mixed up, so now you sprinkle the seven once, and that counts for the par and the seir, and then you do the one of the seir above afterwards. Well, that's reversing the order, right, of the sprinklings for the seir, and that doesn't work. Right, it says very clearly, sprinkle up and then sprinkle down. So what do? Well, Rava says, no sein sheva lamata l'shem par. Right, you sprinkle downwards seven times for the par. Then you go back and you do the one and then seven, right, for the seer. Okay, now. This is a shayla, right? Okay, the vayter, third case. Nisar below kosos bekosos. Now, let's say you got the cups mixed up. I mean, the blood's not mixed up, but now again, right? What we talked about yesterday, right? Labeling the cups. The Kohen Gadol's not paying attention. Whatever. Rashi explains, right? Jaino makir ezekos shalpai ezekos shalsar. Somehow you got the two cups confused. Yes, we talked about how they look different. But again, the Gemara came up with certain scenarios where the bloods might look similar, or the Kohen Gadol is really confused, or whatever, he's older. Either way, the cups are confused, you don't know which blood is which. So what do? Choser, no sein, v'choser, v'nosein, v'choser, v'nosein, shlosha pamin. Basically, you sprinkle three times, though, because for the first cup, right, you sprinkle, if it's the par, then you sprinkle the other cup, and then it's the seir, then you're done. But if the first cup is the seir, then you're out of order. Then you need to do the par, and then the seir again. So therefore, you do the other cup, which is the par, and the third cup, which is the seir, right? Because you got to get that order down. You got to make sure that is done. Okay. Now, mixas damim, fourth case. Mixas damim nisar v'lo, mixas damim lo nisar v'lo. Right? You have three cups. Some of the blood is mixed together, and some of the bloods are not. Meaning you have two cups that are clean, pure, whatever blood you're talking about, right? One for the goat, one for the bull, for the par, and the third one, right, is mixed together. So like shever buckets, right? So what do you do now? So pshita ki yaev de mivadai yaev. For sure, when you do the sprinklings, you should do from the ones that you know are definitely, right, they definitely belong to the par and the goat, right? That's for sure. That's not the question. Miu hanach shirayim have the question. Miu, however, the question is like this: what about the third cup that's left over? Shirayim havu uli yisod azli odama dechuyin havu ve azli la'ama. There are two possibilities. Either they are considered to be, as we'll see in a second. Hopefully, we'll explain a little better. What is the status of this third cup with the two bloods mixed together? Again, you're going to use the other cups, the other two cups that are for sure belong to each animal. That's going to be for the sprinkling. What's the status of the third cup? There are two options. Either it's extra, it's leftovers from the blood that was sprinkled, and that can be spilled on the yisod, on the base of the mizbeach, or it's something called dachui, meaning it's no good to be sprinkled, it's not leftovers, it's no good, invalidated to be sprinkled, and that's poured into the amma, that's poured into the river, into the channel and the canal that flows through the base of Mikdash and goes out because it's no good, it's basically thrown away. So what do you do with that third cup? So Rav Papa says, afilu mandamar kos echad ose chaveru shirayim. Even according to the one, now we're going to quote a machokas in a second, and obviously it would be preferable if the Gemara quoted that first, but either way. Now, should we quote that? Let's just explain this Gemara as it presents. Amar Papa, yafilu madamar kos echad ose chaveru shirayim, even if according to the guy who says that one cup makes the rest of it shirayim, leftovers, what is going on over here? So let's just read Rashi. If you look at Rashi, a little bit across and down, a little bit down from where we're at the Gemara, afilu l'man de'amar. But Brisa l'kaman, right? The Brisa we're about to quote in a second. Kigon kibel hadam b'shtei kozos. What happened? You shechted an animal, and you took the you accepted the blood in two cups. V'nosan es kol matanos hakronos mikos achas, and you gave all of the matanos, all the sprinklings on the horns from one of them. Meaning, what you're supposed to do after you take the blood, you're supposed to sprinkle it on four of the corners. Now, as part of the avodah. So what do you? What exactly do you do now? I mean, you have two cups, right? And you sprinkled all from a single cup. You sprinkled all four of the chronos, and you didn't of the corners of the mizbech of the horns, and then you didn't use the other cup at all. So, what do you do with that other cup? So, even according to the one who says that the other cup is leftovers, right, and therefore you can spill it on the base mizbech, you don't have to throw it out. Hani mili hichati iboy the mesa of matziyayv. That's only that if you wanted to bring the sprinklings from that cup, you could have, right? You had two cups holding the lifeblood, right, the real dam from the par. You could have sprinkled it on, you could have used either cup to sprinkle. You happen to use kos A, and therefore you have klisharis number B. Klisharis number B. You happen to use klisharis A. Klisharis B, right, just happened not to be used, so therefore you can pour it on the mizbeach. Aval, hi, but in our case, but what's the case over here? We have a third cup that's a mixture of par and seir. You can't really use that for sprinkling. So maybe low, maybe that's not going to be shirayim. That's not going to have the status of leftovers to spill on the mizbeach. That's going to have the status of dechuyim that you have to spill out. So he said, well, the logic could go the other way as well. Right, even in that case where, again, you accepted the blood with two cups, right, and you did all the avodas, all the sprinkling with one cup, and the second one is leftovers, even the one person who says that that second cup is dichoy, needs to be spilled out, maybe that's only because you actively chose to not use that blood. And therefore, right, it gets spilled out because you had a dichoy, right, mindset, you decided not to use it. But over here, you didn't do it on purpose, right? You didn't push it away, right, with your own hands. It just happens to get mixed together. So maybe low, maybe that should not be necessarily dichui. Maybe it should be considered leftovers. Now, what machlokes are we talking about? The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa. Lamaluhu Omer, above, earlier in the Pasuk, and the Pasuk is talking about the Korban, Rashi fills us in, the Chatas to Sierra Nasi, right? If the Nasi needs to bring a Korban Chatas for some Avera that he did, he thought Paskin that it was Mutter, okay? So if he brings it for that, the Pasuk says, Ves Damo Yishpoch, the blood should be spilled. Not all the blood, but the blood. Ulamata, later it says, by the Korban Chatas, by the regular person, it says, Es kol dama yishpoch. All of the blood has to be spilled, El yisod hamizbeach. So the Gemara learns from these two psukim, Minayin lechatas shekibel dama ba'arba kosos. How do you know that if you accepted the blood from a Korban Chatas in four cups, in four klisharis, right? V'nosan mize'achas, or mize'achas, and you gave one application, one sprinkling of on each corner, right, from each cup, shakulin ishpachin li'isod, that the leftovers in all of those cups can be spilled on the base of the mizbech, tamalom, right, that's called dama yishpoch, right? All the blood goes on the bottom of the mizbech. Yachal afilu nosan arba matanos me'achas me'en. You might have thought that if you did all of the four sprinklings with one of the cups, and you have three cups left over, you can still sprinkle those three cups on the bottom of the mizbech. So therefore, the pasuk says ves damo yishpoch. You can only spill its blood, meaning it's an exclusion that you can't do that. Meaning hu nishpoch liyisod ve'hei nishpochin la'ama. Then that cup is spilled into all the leftovers. If you did, again, all four applications from all four sprinklings from one cup, right, the leftovers from that cup can go on the bottom of this bag, but the other three cups need to go into the amma. They get spilled out. Rabbi Elazar from Shimon Omer, he says no. Binayin lechatas shekibo tama barba kosos v'nasan arba matanas me'echa mehem shekulon nishpachan le'yisod. Rabbi Shimon says that no, in that case, right, the other three cups are shirayim, are leftovers, and you can sprinkle them on the base of this bag. They don't have to be spilled out into the amma. They're not dochui. They're shirayim. They're extra, and they're leftovers, and they can be spilled on the mizbeach. It's tamal over there because the pasuk says it's called dama yishpoch, right? Because all the blood you can sprinkle right on, or you can pour on the mizbeach. It's okay, but we quoted another pasuk, right? According to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon. So haksiv ves dama yishpoch. So what does he use that pasuk, that exclusionary pasuk of you can only spill some of the blood on the mizbeach? What does that teach me? So Rav Ashi lemute shirayim the shevet tzavar behema. So that excludes blood that is left over from the tzavar, from the neck of the behema. Oh, we only meaning when you take some of the blood that spurts out, that's lachora. Meaning, if you don't take all of the, really, you're supposed to take all of the blood that spurts out. But if you leave some, if the kohen leaves some in the animals, then you cannot take it afterwards, right? Because the kohen has effectively delegitimized that blood, as it were, by not collecting it. So therefore, that has to be spilled out. But that's what Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says. But lechora, that's the machlokes that were quoted above, and that's the two ways, right? Of logic, right? The Gemara does not delineate which one is correct, but you could learn both ways in terms of trying to answer that question, that last question of if some of the blood was mixed in a third cup, right? What exactly do you do? Okay, we'll stop here. We'll say have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.